Everybody has a story. Kevin, you look like you got your headphones on. You're ready to go. You want to go first?
Oh, I'm always ready to go. I think Steve has a good one, but I will go first, and we'll let Steve finish off with his really good
story. I just told you.
Yeah, because mine's not that great.
Okay, well, I'll do it then. This is takes us to Alabama last weekend. I'm going to play the audio here, and let me know if you know what this is. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Any guesses? Any thoughts?
Some kind of animal.
Yeah, it's one of those contests bird? Where you have to imitate something.
That's correct, Mary. How do you know that?
Because it just sounds like something like some contest. Like, I don't know what the animal is, though.
This is a good story.
Okay, one more listen. Now, do you know, Mary?
A chicken?
Close.
It's a turkey.
It's a turkey.
Oh, a turkey. Oh. That's the wrong time of year for that.
This is the World Championship Turkey Calling Contest down in Alabama. And I watched footage of it, and it's in a little banquet room at a hotel, and there's a handful of guys sitting around, and then there are contestants kind of just walking around.
Are they all holding a beer?
Doing their best gobble. No, but there's a lot of camo in there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, they all look like they're ready to go hunting, or they came from hunting.
In the background, there's a turkey sitting there with camo, so just scope out the calls.
They all have turkey necks.
Yeah, they're actually, if you look out the window, they're all kind of just peeking in, wondering what's going on. I mean, this some of these guys have sponsors. I didn't know this was such a big deal, but the World Championship Turkey Calling Contest took place last weekend. And,
like Purdue or something?
I don't know. Even know what. It's like one guy had a trucking company.
Oh, I thought you meant like a chicken company.
Oh, what? Oh, like a
Purdue.
No, Purdue chicken, yeah, no. Yeah.
I don't think Purdue does turkey, do they?
That was a yes.
That's a human doing that?
That's a guy. It is impressive. This guy took third.
Well, who
I don't know how you get better than this.
How would you like to come home to that, honey? I think
do
I finally
thing that
got
turns
it.
Me on. Yeah,
right.
I know what I'm going to do with my life.
I will, but only if you gobble.
What's your story, Mary?
Oh, who won?
I don't.
The guy.
The guy. We just played. Yeah.
You said he got third place.
This guy took third.
Well, then who won?
I don't know, Mary.
it was an early in the contest.
Some other guy from the South.
Okay. All right. So my story is very light. Since it's Monday, so there was a wedding. Of course, it was in California, and it was trending on TikTok. So this one of the ladies invited one of the guests, and her friends were heading to the wedding, and they got in a T-bone car crash on the way to the wedding.
This is light for Mary.
Yeah, it's very light.
Yeah.
They weren't hurt. They were bruised. You know, they had to go to the hospital, so it wasn't a pleasant experience.
No.
And they were in touch with the bride and everything, and no major injuries. But I guess her dress was ripped up, so she didn't have anything to wear. So she wore her gown from the hospital gown.
The guest?
Yes.
Oh, that's just wanting a little too much attention.
Yeah, I think it's
now,
pretty stupid because, come on, you can't just run to the store.
How did the dress get ripped up?
That's what I want to know.
How would it get ripped up?
I mean, maybe it got hit with something like coffee in the car or something. You know, it was ruined or whatever. So anyway, of course, she still had her phone. She could still post and do all the TikTok stuff. But that's my story. So did you guys
must have read that in the People magazine?
People.com. So did you guys ever like forget something on the way to the wedding, like your dress?
Yes.
I was the best man for my cousin, and we were all getting ready at my aunt and uncle's house, and we got in the limo to go to the church, and I was in charge of bringing the rings, and I forgot them.
Oh, Kevin.
I mean, my uncle, they were still at the house. I just called them, and they made fun of me for forgetting.
I like that.
It's pretty important.
I mean, I think I forgot my shoes once on to a wedding, and I had to stop at a store and buy shoes. You know, you always forget something.
Yeah. I've never forgotten anything at a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I just show
story,
up.
Steve?
Well, you know, like on Gilligan's Island, where the Gilligan's at the beach in the lagoon there, and he's
here on Gilligan.
Happy music, and Lovey and Thurston are in the background telling Gilligan what to do, and then a bomb washes up on shore.
Oh, I remember that one. So weird. Yeah. I would remember that.
Yeah, that happened a lot on the shows. Well,
no, it was a grenade.
It was a mine.
It was a bomb.
It was a mine. With the big points and everything.
Yeah, the one where you pull the thing out and it goes off.
I didn't interrupt your lame story.
I just remember.
Somebody just said, sorry, Steve, it looks like we're not going to have enough time for you today.
a lot of time.
So much text.
A World War II era bomb washed up on a Florida beach.
Wow.
Oh, geez.
kids were playing in Englewood Beach. It's south of Sarasota. And they go up there, you know, touching the bomb and poking the bomb. And it's covered with barnacles. And it was, they end up being an MK-15. I don't know what that means, but it's an airdrop bomb. And it turns out that it was not functional from World War II. They transported it to MacDill Air Base for further examination. But here's the thing that is interesting to me. They used the Sarasota area, including the Venice Airport, a lot during World War II to train. So they think it was probably a training mission, and someone dropped the bomb, which, you know, happens. And
lucky it wasn't detonated.
Right. But they did it there because so few people lived in Florida at the time.
Yeah.
Think of that, along the coast of Sarasota.
I know.
That's nobody's here.
Yeah.
Where did all the snowbirds go?
Well, they didn't have snow. People were tougher back then, Mary.
They didn't have that kind of money. You couldn't have two. You couldn't.
They lived outside. You didn't have money for two homes.
That's true.
They gobbled for turkeys.
They gobbled for, yeah.
In Alabama.
Put food on the table.
They didn't have time to be snowbirds.
They would melt the snow and drink it for water just to save money.
Walk to school 2 miles in right. bare feet.
People are weighing in about that dynamic pricing. Everybody hates that. I hate it, too. We were talking about that, how museums and aquariums and all those types of venues will now are thinking about employing dynamic pricing. Someone said dynamic pricing, a.k.a. price gouging. Do you guys agree? Because I think the ticket is the ticket. I don't think the price should go up.
Yeah, I hate it. It should be the same price every day.
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice if they were doing dynamic pricing and they said, so when no one else is there, we're going to drop the price of the ticket. Right? They can dynamo it the other way.
Yeah. In fact, somebody said the dynamic pricing thing is backward. The more crowded it is, the less I want to be there, which is true. And people are saying, well, what if you're a member? I don't know. But I just hate that this, you know, it started out with it's really started out with airlines, right? And then it became a thing of Ticketmaster and became a big issue with concert tickets and now sporting events and now your museums. I mean, I don't know where it ends. It definitely is used at hotels.
It'll be restaurants next.
Restaurants. Oh,
yep.
Man.
There you go.
Oof.
You're probably right about that.
Thanks, Mary. You take all the worst.
Just because I never go to restaurants.
You take all the worst things and say them out loud.
I don't want to give anybody an idea, but that wouldn't that make sense to be that next?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably well, they do it on New Year's Eve and Valentine's Day. And
yeah.
Do it with Uber?
Yeah. Oh, you're right. We're never going to escape it. It's part of everything these days. All right. Coming up after 5, of course, we'll check in with Leland, and then Brian Enton's going to join us. You know, whenever there's something bad that's happened, Brian Enton is there. And, of course, he's in Minnesota. He's got the latest on the murder of Speaker of the House for Minnesota, Melissa Fortman, and her husband, and the shooting of two others, one being a legislator and his wife. That's after the news with Steve from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.